Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this, because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, in places like Canada and the United States, illegal refugees are getting thousands of dollars a month in federal assistance, while people on Social Security are only getting $1,200 a month, and many boomers are going homeless, because that's not covering their costs. Social Security is going broke while there's money for illegals. It makes perfect sense. Also, Social Security checks are taxed while the money that illegals get isn't. Moving on, Meghan Merkel looks like she got Harry's nutsack hanging around her neck. You know, this is a great metaphor for their relationship. But I'm not so sure about them, though, because they seem a little bit too big to actually be them. They're probably Kate's. It must be a real special occasion for her to bring them out, because I hear that most women usually keep their husbands in their purses. I think it's time once again to put this one back in circulation as well. Number three, here's what happens if Kamala Harris becomes president and imposes socialist price controls. Inflation is going to sneak up on most Americans in their sleep, and they won't have any idea how it happened. It's almost like she's doing this on purpose to end the middle class, so there'll be more leftist voters, and a Republican will never win the presidency again. And I think it's going to work. After Trump, there will never be another Republican president. Instead, there'll probably be Republican emperors, and none of them will be female. Up next is posters calling for men to live their dream by ruining women's dreams by becoming athletes in women's sports. And the best part is women won't even complain about it because, for whatever reason, when a man dresses up as a woman, he activates female-owned group preference, and they don't attack him for it. For all guys that suck at sports, what you have to do is turn into trans mode, and you'll be on easy streets stealing their prize money and trophies. Number five, remember when OnlyFans girls complained about not having any other talents when coronavirus began, and it reduced their subscribers? This is early on before the stimmy checks gave men enough money to spend on getting their stiff willies off again. I think this woman is exaggerating though, saying that removing her garments and posing for pictures is a talent. Whoring isn't a talent, lady. Moving on, if being a DEI hire is a good thing, then why do people get upset when you call someone a DEI hire? That's probably because everyone knows that they didn't earn it, and that they are delusional and entitled idiots. Eventually, when Western institutions start failing, DEI is going to get put in the dustbin of history, and mostly competent men will have to step in to run things again. Number 7, Pabalo says that financial dating is where it's at. Someone responds and says she came up with a new term for prostitution. I think a better term that replaces it is gold digging. Dating is full of cope. Most women pretend like they aren't selling, and most men pretend like they aren't buying. But both sides get defensive when you remind them of what they're doing. Up next, remember everyone that the world you grow up in no longer exists. The thin ladies with no tattoos and their natural hair color are long gone. Back then, women also stayed clothed. Today, all they seem to do is show off their skin and turn into blue-haired lunatics. What I've also noticed recently is that there are more gay and lesbian people showing off affection in public than there are straight people. That's one way to know your society is doomed. Number 9, what the hell happened to Michelle Obama? Looks like there might be an estrogen shortage or something. Is what she's wearing a hospital gown or old man pajamas? This doesn't even look like a real photo. Which it is, which makes this look even worse. What do you guys think? Who wore it better? Michelle or Grimace? Big Mike might even be a woman after all, because men don't age this badly. She's now built like a 1970s fridge. Moving on is Naomi Park. She survived North Korea and escaped that country, and she's voting for Trump in November. Will more simps vote for Trump after seeing this? She escaped a communist country to come to America and then went to Columbia University, only to find the same socialist mentality infesting that place. Still, there's something about this girl that I don't trust. Oh, that's right. She's a girl. Number 11 are the least attractive male hobbies according to women. Video games and action figures are at the top. which are pretty much things that take a lot of man's time and money. Money that women want to spend on themselves. Notice how they hate gaming more than they hate taxidermy. It seems that creating monstrosities in my basement like this one is more attractive to women than magic tricks or playing Call of Duty. Maybe I should take this and put it out in Chuck E. Cheese to creep out all the children. Up next, you guys agree with this, that when the military starts running ads with white males in them, we're actually going to war. I don't really know what happened, but I think they need competent Caucasian males to run the war machine, and those men are leaving and taking their masculinity with them. The US Navy could also cut 17 support ships because of personnel shortages. It's only the beginning. Wait until they have to start mothballing carriers because white dudes start going their own way from the Navy en masse. Number 13, is it every woman's nightmare to have a late marriage? I don't think it's women's nightmare. I think it's civilization's nightmare because every time the average age of marriage rose to the age of 28, a civilization would face a revolution. We're now at the average age of 29. As for women's greatest nightmare, I think it's taking accountability for their actions. They would rather die than do that. Moving on, obesity rates in America went from 42% in 2020 to then dropping down to 30 to 35% as of 2022, and then apparently Ozempic was approved as a weight loss drug, and most people lost weight because of that. But are we sure it doesn't have something to do with the fact that nobody can afford food anymore thanks to inflation and money printing? The lawsuits against Ozempic are going to be huge in coming years, as people start dropping dead from it. In some cases, it permanently paralyzes your stomach, so you can't digest food properly anymore. Number 15, the Catholic Church has decided to sell land for Florence's first mosque. They're supposedly doing this in good faith. Faith in what? This is insanity. I think that at some point, when many Europeans realize what's happening, they'll burn into the ground and all the rest. Right now, Christians are too weak and are letting Islamists take Europe without firing a single shot. I can't help but thinking that the plan is to allow this because it's the Trojan horse to destroy Islam. Up next, this woman says that she cheated on her husband and that what he did was worse than anything she did. As a man, if you find out a woman is cheating on you, you don't even react. Just work in the background to destroy her. Make sure that if you're married, to get a lawyer and get a game plan, so you always stay a few moves ahead of her. As for this guy, unless his reaction was murder, then she's lying and refusing to take accountability. Number 17, this individual says that they identify their gender as a season. If that's true, then why can't we simply identify as tax exempt? Maybe we should all write that out in our tax forms, and what's the government going to do if we all do that? This is something I would definitely get behind. I also identify as being retired, but for some reason the government doesn't want to send me my pension checks. I should identify as winter so that people can say, look, winter is coming. Moving on, maybe we should change the saying that strong men create good times, and good times create weak men. I think we all know that good times create white liberal women like we saw during the sexual revolution, and that it's the women that create the hard times once they get into power. The better question to ask is, why do men get scared of liberal white women enough to hand over all that power to them? Number 19, Elon Musk says that he would be willing to serve as the head of the Department of Government Efficiency. It would be hilarious if this happened. All the DEI hires would be screwed and fired immediately. Maybe that's why Musk met with Milei. Maybe the reason the president of Argentina was able to fire most of his government departments was because Musk helped him. Up next, here's a change of perspective. Women aren't being treated poorly because they're 40 years old. They're just being treated normally because they're no longer young and beautiful women. They went from living life on super easy mode to normal mode now, and they think that normal mode is difficult. A 40-year-old woman is merely treated like a man, and for some reason she finds this rather shocking. Thomas Sowell has said before that when people get used to preferential treatment, equal treatment seems like discrimination. Number 21, nature says don't touch when it flashes bright amber, orange, and yellow colors in your face, which is probably why those colors are chosen as traffic lights. Nature also tells you to stay away from certain women that have crazy hair colors and tattoos, as if it's flashing a big danger sign right in your face. And just so that everyone knows, that's the deputy chief constable, Rachel Swan, from the Derbyshire Police. So she's telling you that you need to be afraid of the police in the UK if you're a male. Moving on, which way conservative woman? That's like asking her which disguise you want to put on, woman, to help you attract a man, because you certainly don't want to embody the morals and beliefs that you claim to have. The woman on the right is only posting that picture online because she wants attention and recognition for being traditional. she's still selfish. It's like she's dressing up for Halloween to attract a man. Women are chameleons and will say and do whatever they have to get a man. Number 23, Chuck Schumer asks, why should American citizens pay $5 billion to fund the wall? But the better question to ask is, why do American citizens need to pay $155 billion a year to fund illegal immigrants that are better taken care of than actual American citizens? Most get more money than those on Social Security and or veterans. Not to mention how much money has been given to fund foreign wars. Up next, we have the failure of one, the failure of two, the failure of many as Disney slowly dies. Who would have known that hiring woke feminists and cucks to write your billion-dollar franchise would be a bad idea? But it's a good idea as far as women are concerned because they're trying to wreck anything that competes with them for male attention. They think that somehow men won't come up with new culture to entertain ourselves with. Many of us are now making content attacking the destruction of Western culture, and it's actually pissing off the feminists. Not because it's misogyny, but because we're having fun and entertaining each other while they are wrecking our franchises. Number 25 and the last one looks like three female friends that all hit the wall together. I guess no one was going to tell them that life was going to be that way. This is what you look like when your life's a joke. You're woke and your love life's DOA. They look like those abandoned dogs at the shelter that no one wants to adopt anymore. Matthew Perry looks better than them, and he's dead. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.